92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. Hoping your week is starting out right. Little chilly for my taste, but there you go. My name is Meg. I'm your host, and I'm very happy to have in the house with me Brian Prowitz, who is with ADX Digital Marketing. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Meg.
I'm so happy you're here on Monday. We've had a great Monday so far.
Oh, man.
You're the
encore,
buddy.
Let's keep it going.
You're the encore. So if you have questions about digital marketing, you can always text in or comment at 850-437-1620. I finally decided, Brian, that it's time for me to fess up.
Okay.
You ready? My confession is that when I started here about, a year and a half or so ago, and we had Tasca come on and talk about digital marketing, and I went, I had that dumb sound that comes. I feel I'm a pretty, I keep up with the press. I keep up with things that are happening. I've done my best to keep up with all the latest technology and that kind of thing. But when it came to digital marketing, I knew about social media. Okay, yes, I can boost this Facebook post. I kind of sort of knew about SEO. I understood what the acronym was, which was search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
And that's about it. Mm-hmm. So when you came on, when Tasca comes on and started talking about it, I had no idea. And it's a little embarrassing because I feel like I'm a person that should know all these things. But as a business owner, a person that worked in the business world for many years, I suspect there's probably a lot of folks like me who so much has changed just in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. not to mention what's happened in the last five.
Yeah.
And by the way, the things that have been added since I've been here a year and a half.
Yeah, right.
So help me out here,
yeah.
Because I'm confessing and I'm wondering if there aren't any other listeners who are in the same boat
100%.
As me.
Of course.
And there's some, now that I know about it, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so smart, so easy, you're so targeted and specific.
Yeah.
And I come from a world of, let's put the billboard up and hope somebody sees it while they're driving.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm confessing
you
now.
Thank you for that. Thank you for trusting me with your, and just you and I hidden, standing here
just
having a
and
chat.
Together, just quietly you and with no one listening.
And I think you're on to something that is true for a lot of business owners. And in fact, that plays in perfectly to what I was going to lead with was a call we got last week. We got just this great, great call. And it was much like what you just said. They basically said, listen, I have several businesses. I have some businesses that need to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys do digital stuff and I don't really know what all you do. Can you help me?
The stuff with quotes around it.
Yeah,
the digital
there
stuff.
Are things I've heard about. So how can you help my business? And for us, that's obviously exciting because mm-hmm. now if somebody was that vulnerable,
right.
to be able to say, listen, I've tried a lot of things. Talk to me about what you can do for digital. We do this every day, all the time. But it was such a great call. And when we sat down and talked to this business owner about the different things they have. Now, I'm going to run through some of these things. We are changing the industry, the specific business in order to protect the innocent.
Okay.
And to be able to bring an example forward.
Okay.
And so the businesses were, he had a backhoe to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he had a nursery, like landscape place.
Right.
Okay. And then also a destination.
Interesting.
Like resort, let's just mm-hmm. say.
Okay.
Let's just pretend.
Okay.
And he said, I just don't even know where to start. And so the process goes something like this. Talk to me about the radius of, let's talk about that backhoe. How mm-hmm. far do you want to haul that backhoe?
Right.
How far do you want that thing to go? Let's say 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certain people specifically would be more interested in renting that backhoe than others.
Right.
You and I mean, I love to run a backhoe. I mean, it'd be fine, but I don't really have a need for it, but there are other people that do. And so so you would think about like the construction industry
mm-hmm.
or residential. And so we start attaching some of our products to that concept. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute. So then the nursery. So he sells plants and trees, right? Well, how far will people drive to come to your location?
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different group, too.
This is a totally different, yeah, it's residential and construction, maybe. But the residential side. Mm-hmm. And on that rented backhoe, that'd be way more about the construction industry, just for this hour.
More industrial.
So now we're talking that nursery. So we know that homeowners and maybe some construction guys are going to be building out a place. You know, they might want to have some plants and all that. So again, you say, well, how far do you think people come? About 40 miles. All right. So let's go to that destination that we talked about. So what about that? Well, people come from all around for that. Okay, how far? So maybe 150 miles. Maybe it's 200 miles.
That's a much bigger. You know,
that's a huge range. So we helped this business owner break it down into three campaigns.
Okay.
And so the first, let's go back to that backhoe, okay? So we keywords and pay-per-click and maybe YouTube came to mind. So so for this one, as an example, we can show your ads on websites and apps that contain keywords related to your business.
Interesting.
Across all devices. This is not necessarily Google search. It's different. But you're literally reaching people who are on web pages and apps that feature your keywords, and we serve them your ad. I like to say then they fall into the bucket that we are advertising to. And so keywords. So think about that. Your business advertising to people who have not necessarily even search. They are on websites or on apps that end up with verbiage that would indicate they're interested in your product. So for the backhoe guy, so if your clients, if your audience, maybe they're on, I don't know, name a brand name of a backhoe, or maybe they're researching how to rent a backhoe, or how do I operate a backhoe, or how much does a backhoe cost? All of those sites, all of that searching, all that activity online would then put them in the bucket that we would advertise to.
Interesting. Very specific.
Very, very specific. And we say this a lot. If your ad hits somebody who's interested in your product, it's not annoying.
Right.
It's actually helpful.
Right.
And the stats will support that. Like 75% of people say they're not irritated by ads that are relevant to them. So we want to do that. We have Google pay-per-click. And this is one of those things that people think about when they think about digital marketing. They go, oh, yeah, I got somebody handling my Google pay-per-click. I'm good to go. Well, pay-per-click is showing your text ads on Google search engine results pages when someone searches keywords related to your business. So they go Google.com. Do you know the most searched? Do you know what the most searched website is?
Google.com.
Google.com. Y'all, when you go to your browser and you throw Google on there and then it searches and comes up for Google.com and then you click it, you are only .com away from landing on Google.com.
Oh my goodness.
By the way.
We're talking with Brian Prowitz. He is our ADX digital marketing consultant and expert on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning. If you've got questions, 850-437-1620. We're going to talk more about digital in just a couple of minutes.
Just getting warmed up, y'all.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert this morning is Brian Prowitz, ADX digital marketing consultant, and telling us all about the different possibilities for your business. Yeah. So we've kind of been getting very specific this morning, which is very helpful to me to understand.
Well, we want to talk about the different products that we have and the different ways that they work. And so this is a good way to do that, talking about this example from this call last week where somebody called in and said, listen, I honestly don't know that much about all the digital stuff you're always talking about, so take me through it. Like, what's the best way you can help me? And I'm sharing some of those examples for you. We were talking about Google pay-per-click and for this backhoe to rent, this theoretic business that we ended up talking to. We were talking about a 40-mile radius and trying to get to the people that would be interested. YouTube is a huge part of that. I mean, think about how many times we search on YouTube to see how to do something.
Right.
And when it comes to something like renting a backhoe, well, I'm pretty sure. Well, I know myself. I've watched the guy that drains the ponds with his backhoe. I love that guy. Or saves the other people's big rig. Like, you rent a huge piece of equipment and you end up in the middle of a pond and the bottom of the pond is soft and it gets stuck.
And
he doesn't know what to do. Oh, it's great stuff.
I have not seen that, but now I'll look it up.
Well, you're not probably the demo, but that's fine. You know, the guilty pleasure search is there onto YouTube. Anyway, we have YouTube Plus, which means we can run unskippable targeted 15-second video ads on YouTube, YouTube TV, YouTube Movies, and even Google TV across any device. People watch a lot of YouTube on their phones.
That's true.
And we can get them. So, and down the list we go. I mean, I was talking about the nursery, the concept there.
So that's different from the targeting that you're doing for the backhoe.
Yeah, still like a 40-mile radius of people that would come pick up trees and landscaping from this particular theoretic client. So we talk about like display ads. Mm-hmm. You can run graphics across the phones and tablets of people that might be interested. We have a thing called Performance Max as well. That is a Google-inspired concept that optimizes ads across all these different Google platforms. Google Search, on YouTube, display ads, Gmail, and Maps. You can advertise when somebody goes to the Google map and mm-hmm. starts to look for how to get home from the restaurant or whatever. You ping them with an ad if they fall into the categories that we choose for.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then connected TV is massively, wildly popular. Anybody who watches television on a streaming device, in other words, you're watching live TV connected to a Wi-Fi signal. Okay. Or you're out and about and you're watching TV. You don't have to be necessarily connected to a Wi-Fi signal. I have Fubo.
Right.
I'm a Fubo guy. Okay. Some people are YouTube TV. Some people are Fire Stick mm-hmm. or Roku. Mm-hmm. We advertise to them digitally over that streaming platform. Again, specific to the targeted audience that you're looking for, starting with geography and then going to behavior. Keywords I talked about, we can use AI to target people correctly. Last thing, this destination resort that we were talking about.
This is a whole other category, but totally you have other
different
options.
Yep. Regional appeal, much wider radius around that location. We can use social mirror or meta. So social mirror would be using a social media post on Facebook or Instagram. In fact, there are 8 places that we can take a post that you've placed on social media and run that as an ad outside of Facebook, Instagram, and all of those.
Interesting.
So it becomes an ad.
Okay.
Now, we can also do your Facebook and Instagram advertising for you, and we'll do it better than anybody else, he said, asterisk next to there. The opinions expressed in the show, not necessarily those of the ownership. But Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, that's messaging. That's marketplace. When you throw a $200 ad out there on Facebook, you don't know exactly where it's all going to go. And we can take that and just put it on steroids and blast it out there. And the numbers that come back, the reporting that comes back is also excellent because you need to prove the ROI. You need to know as the business owner that the thing that we're promising is happening and comes true. And we do that with monthly reporting. We pay attention to what's happening. And it's a great moment when you're able to sit down with somebody and go, hey, there's the number of impressions that you bought, and here's the number of people that clicked the ad. Here's the click-through rate. And then we even have a thing called view-throughs, Meg.
Wow.
I mean, I'm talking about this. That would be you saw the ad, mm-hmm. you didn't click it, and you still went to the website anyway. We know.
That's amazing. That's extraordinary to me that yeah. you can track that. But then if let's just say you're looking at it and you go, we didn't do so well here, you can tweak it.
Yes.
You can make some subtle changes.
Yes.
Maybe it's targeted in a different way, correct?
Yep. Maybe
that's what's so adaptable about it.
Yep. Maybe you want to focus. Maybe we ran 3 ads for you and one of them's working the best. We mm-hmm. can put all that energy into that one if you want to. So these are just some of the examples. What you want to do, if you want to be the next person that calls and says, hey, I don't really know all the stuff you're talking about on that digital. I just know I need it. Well, Jeff Wayne's the guy. Give him a call at 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff. If you want to talk with one of us here, experts on digital marketing, we roam the halls here at ADX Communications just waiting for you to call. 850-262-6000.
It's great to have you here, Brian, explaining all this because I feel much more informed and I feel like I have more options. If you've got a question or maybe interested, just text in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowitz is here with ADX Digital Marketing. Okay, we're embarking on a new year. I can't believe we're almost halfway through January already.
Yeah.
So guide us, help us. What if I'm looking at a new campaign this year, what can I do?
You know, the tourism season is just around the corner. And if your company is reliant upon tourism dollars, then you just can't wait to see those tourists come in. We got a couple ideas for you to think about. We can take a lot of these different concepts that I've been throwing out here for the last half hour. Many of those are based on the geography where we deploy them. So if you take just a break for half a second on all the ways we can do that and just think about targeting locations, we are building a concept around geofencing hotels and destinations in the area.
Interesting. Now, what is that?
Just deliver ads to those places that we have identified.
Interesting.
So if you have, if you rely on the people that come to town and rent a hotel room or are going to be down on whatever beach, any of the beaches, anywhere. In fact, it's not just the geography here, by the way. Could be anywhere in the U.S. But since we're talking locally, if you are really, really dependent on those tourists, we can build a campaign around that. We can geofence hotels and destinations in the area, deliver ads to the people that are there, and send them to your tourist-reliant business here in the area. The bottom line is you tell us the geographic area you're interested in and showing ads to. We layer in the targeting strategies and we drive business to your door. That's one of the things we're thinking about as we're looking ahead deeper into 2026. And really that season starts in, I don't know what, April and goes through the fall.
Yeah.
So
or year round, really.
Year round. Yeah. I mean, that's true too. Hey, we can do an annual with you. No problem. We'll talk about every month of the year for sure. Another one too is website visitor ID. We talk about this a lot. We can collect information from 30 to 50% of the people that hit your website without cookies.
Oh, that's great.
And the information is really remarkable, like demographics, even home details, consumer habits. The information you get from website visitor ID is remarkable. And by the way, you don't even have to have another digital product with us. We can just put that on your website and you get all the data and all the information. It basically creates leads for you or your team to pursue based on who hits your website. Yes, your Google Analytics and maybe even SEMrush will tell you who was there and a little bit more information, but this is name, email, address. It's very deep. It's very great. Website visitor ID could be the thing that you want to talk to us about. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. Tell him you really would like to sit down with a digital marketing expert, and we will make sure that we connect with you. In about 30 minutes sitting down with you talking about your business, we can learn just about everything we need to put together a proposal that'll tell you how many people are in the audience that you're targeting, what your budget will do for you, and away we go.
And what's that number again?
Call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Let's talk digital.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. You always make me understand what this is all about. It's very exciting. So take advantage of this opportunity with ADX Digital Marketing.